made history. We made history yesterday when we declared that we were fully operational capable, and made history when we were activated as the first Department of Defense Federal Coordinating Center. Why were we chosen? A proven history of great training and exercise play that occurs annually here between Columbia International Airport and the Greenville Spartanburg Airport with a number of agencies. And when I talk agencies, 40 plus agencies, federal, state, local, governmental, non-governmental, and not-for-profit agencies that are all synchronized in this effort. So a proven capability and proven reliance allowed us the opportunity to be brought up higher on the prioritization list for the receipt of evacuation of patients. What we've actually practiced over time, though, is, of course, the use of the major healthcare systems, both in Columbia as well as Greenville and Spartanburg. So it is a broader picture, but we are currently using those we've had active exercise play with in the past. Traditional assets are our military aircraft. However, another first for all federal coordinating centers yesterday was our receipt of what they call the National Ambulance Contract patients. And so basically it was for the immediate relief of those domestic emergency patients that required special approval through the Office of the Undersecretary of Defense in order to allow them to be received by a federal coordinating center. So we did have some unique aircraft come in yesterday. We actually had what appeared to be contracted hospital Learjets or aircraft fixed wing to be able to bring those folks in.